This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I will be your host for this episode. I am Ogre. On today's episode, we have a solo artist. And that is awesome because we have not had a solo artist in a while. Man, he goes by Sassy Black Jesus. I don't know what it means. I didn't want to know really what it meant. But it's really funny. So I got to talk to him and about all of his music. So you guys get to hear that today. Good for you. Are you digging the episodes? Let me know via social media and the newly launched actual.com website, which I am super proud of. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. Go to Twitter at TLMR Podcast. Go to Instagram at The Local Music Revolution. Go to Tumblr, where Mr. Sassy Black Jesus got a hold of me, tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution or thelocalmusicrevolution.com. Let's talk about that for a second. .com, guys. That is where you can get all of the latest news. Any of the new episodes will be posted there via Stitcher, which is super rad. It also has direct link to iTunes and Stitcher, along with all of the other information. It has signups for the interviews if you are a band wanting to get some exposure and an interview. It's also got the track by track, which is something I'm trying to build up right now, which is going to be super, super awesome. And yeah, we can go into that later on. Also, it has every one of my affiliates. And that right there is extremely important, guys. These are companies and people and just amazing, amazing opportunities for you bands out there. So if you are a band, go to thelocalmusicrevolution.com and check out the sponsors/affiliates page, because that right there it'll help you out in the long run. I promise you that. Speaking of affiliates and sponsors, Stringjoy.com, number one in our hearts because they were the first sponsor for the podcast. So go to Stringjoy.com and check them out. What do they do? Yeah, I'll tell you. They customize guitar strings and acoustic guitar strings and bass strings. And it's super rad because every one of us has a sound in our head and strings can be the answer. So go check them out. I promise you, you will not regret it. And the great thing is, once you've got your custom set of strings, you can go to the checkout and enter the promo code LOCAL. That's L-O-C-A-L. And you will get a discount for being a listener of The Local Music Revolution. All right, we're going to get right to this interview because I know you're wanting to hear Mr. Sassy Black Jesus talk about why he is awesome and why you should appreciate him. So without any further ado, this is Sassy Black Jesus. All right, man, we're live. All right, I'm here with Sassy Black Jesus. How are you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, man. I am doing very well. Well, being that it was so easy to get you on the show, it's even better, man. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, the earlier I do things or the faster I do things, the more time I have to do other things.
I got you, man.
Like make music.
All right, man. So firstly, tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit of background, and what led you to your musical path that you're on now.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, my name is Alfredo Naya Jr. I'm 20. I have two children, a little girl named Kimya Amelia Anaya, and a little boy named Joel Daly Anaya. I had been playing music since I was 18, when my father gave me my guitar, first guitar. And I can also write and paint and draw and cook and sing and, well, yeah, you, I guess you all know that. I've been a lot of places because my father was in the military for 20 years. So I've moved, like, to Maryland. I live in Texas. I've lived in other places in Texas besides Seguin. I lived in North Carolina. I've been to a lot of places. The last place that I moved to was Hawaii, and Hawaii was really great. Like, Wahiwa, Hawaii, or Schofield Barracks. Nice. I've been through a lot of things in my life that have helped me mature a little better. And I don't know, it's helped me a lot. Writing and music has helped me a lot with what I am doing today.
Nice.
Becoming a father and everything.
Nice. So has music helped you gain patience that you needed to be a father?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, like the time I spend with my son, it's like I feel like, in my mind sometimes I'm over here, like I could be doing other things, like I could be playing my guitar or writing new melodies. But also I have to enjoy the love that I have with my son. Like, I have to be patient with everything I do because I will get there eventually.
Nice, man.
Like, enjoy every little moment that I have.
So you said that you moved around a lot as well. Has that influenced your music, how you write and the styles that you listen to? Or have you tried to keep true to how you were when you first began?
I've been kind of, okay, let me see. When I moved around, when I used to drive, like we used to just take long trips, like just driving from state to state, and we listened to music. We just listened. I didn't really think it had an effect on me until I thought about it. Like, we just listened to music. I just drowned myself in the music, seeing everything, like going by, like thinking about things in my mind. That's all I can do is just listen to music and think.
Nice.
And yeah, it's made me think how my parents have, and how do I say it? My parents have helped me because I have moved a lot. I spent a lot more time in music than I thought I did.
Nice.
And I didn't even realize. I think, I can't really say I've changed, but I've gotten a lot better. Like, my music in the beginning is different than what you hear today because I've taken lessons, I've done what I have to do to get further, to get better.
Nice.
So the
music you're producing now, what do you consider yourself producing?
Well, now, the music that I was recording before, it was, like, in the beginning, it was straight acoustic, just little melodies by themselves with my voice. Like, it wasn't really produced well or anything, but, I mean, you could tell that I was making music, that I was... But now, I'm putting a lot more effort into it. Like, I have drums, I have an electric guitar that I can use towards what I do.
Nice.
That has pianos. I'm starting to have a lot of different ideas that I could add into things. Like, I won't go crazy with it, but I'll do a lot more than I've done before because everything was simple, but I want everything to be more than that.
Nice. So you do have an ultimate vision for where you want to go?
I just want to have as much fun as I can while creating something beautiful in the loudest way possible.
So do you play out shows and stuff like that in Texas, or is that something that you want to get to?
Can you repeat the question, please? My phone keeps breaking up. I'm sorry.
So do you actually play shows in Texas, or is that something that you're putting at the back burner for a while?
I want to get as much done as I can. Like, I'm starting to work on an album. I'm getting a bunch of melodies, doing everything together. Once I'm done with it, I will show everybody, just to show everybody. Like, I made an EP, and it was okay to show everybody what I could do. But I want this album to really show people, to show what I demonstrate as myself. Like, if I go on stage and they look at someone who's up there just by themselves standing, I want them to see what I can do. I want them to see what I want them to see.
Nice. So have you made strides to become that act, or are you going to focus strictly on this album first?
Yes. I'm focusing everything on this album. I want this to be perfect.
Nice.
Like, I don't just want to go up there because I could get distracted. Yeah. I feel like I could get distracted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. So can you tell me about the song Ever?
Okay. Ever, I had a little book. My sister gave me a little black book, and I wrote in it. I started writing. I started, like, poem. I started thinking to myself, what could I say? It's like, there was a situation a long time ago I was in that wrote a poem to this girl, and it was more complex than the song makes it out to be. It had a lot more thought to it. Okay. But I kind of decided to put it into something I can make sound great. So, I've always tried to figure out what I could use that poem for. And so I made a little melody. It was a random melody, like I was sitting there. And I was just like, hey, this sounds pretty nice. I wonder what this song would sound like. And yeah, it just came together. I was like, this is pretty well. Like, this is the moment. I thought to myself, I'm going to go far with this. Father, he's really into school. Like, he really wants education, because my father, when he was younger, he didn't get a lot of that. He was poor. He was selling gum in Mexico.
Okay.
Like, to random people. And now he can own, like, 3 factories of gum. Like, he can do anything he wants now because he put time and effort into it. Nice. My father has helped me a lot because he's helped me with that. And like, when I show my father this song, like, he's like, what do you want to go to school for? I tell him what I did want to go to school for. I mean, nobody really wants to go to school, just you have to do it. But I told him I was going to go to college, but I was like, Father, I have to show you something. He didn't think I was serious about my music until I told him. And as soon as I showed him what I could do with that song Ever, he was like, so. And by the way, I was in the middle of the process of going to school.
Wow.
He tells me, he's like, so do you want to call the financial aid office and everything and tell them you don't want to do that anymore? Like, because my father, it was so random. He fully supports me on everything, like my family.
Nice, man, nice.
So if my father, like, if he can do that, if he supports me, then I can do whatever I can. And I'm going to.
That is awesome, man. So right now, we're going to play Ever, okay?
Okay. I'm done.
Ever wanted, breathe. I'm just for show. Everything I told you I've never felt before. You're always so exciting, I can't help but adore. This isn't as complex as the way you are to me. Sentence in your biography. You're all I've ever wanted. For years it's been well known.
That was Ever. So Alfred, Sassy Black Jesus. So you were talking about you're doing a full-length album, and that's what you're going to be focusing on. So if you can you go into your writing process for the songs that you're recording currently?
Well, when I start, I usually, when I come up with a song, I usually go with the melodies first, because I'm so used to just picking up a guitar and just playing because of random things. So whenever I pick a song, like, this is going to be a certain song. This melody, when I pick a melody, it sounds really nice to me. Like, it has to sound really nice. It has to sound like nothing anybody's ever heard before. I know you get that a lot, though. Cause, I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah.
But it's me happen in this situation, like, what does this make people think of? What does this look like when people close their eyes? Does it just look like something really calm? Does it look like a storm? Does it look like watering the grass? How does it look to somebody? And then whenever I hear a note, like whenever I just hear a certain rhythm, I kind of write to it. Like, just write random words and then change the words. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
What's supposed to be a rhythm that was supposed to be like, I know the place that we were, I don't know. But there was a rhythm. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just comes to you, and then you're sitting there like, this sounds great. And then you just put it together.
Nice.
I don't know if that, I made that sound, like, made sense. Like, you have to make sure the words make sense. You have to make sure it makes sense with the melody. Like, it has to fit. You can even write, like, just follow the syllables with the melody. That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
And it'll make sense, and then you'll put life into it. You know what to do. Everybody knows what to do. As long as they have a melody or anything, they know what to do. It's automatic for songwriters sometimes.
So, with this album, are you recording it yourself, or are you going into a studio?
I'm actually going into a studio.
Really?
Like, a really good studio. Like, with my stuff, I know I can do this. I could do this for a long time, but with a studio, they have a lot more. I'm at the studio. I went to the studio earlier, and I didn't even know there was a studio in my town. But
wow.
I went to them. And they're doing it for really cheap, and not that cheap, but it's gonna be worth it. I really want this album to be worth it, so I'm gonna put as much work as I can into it.
So, have you committed all of these songs to memory, or have you done any kind of post production, kind of like recording demo versions of these songs?
Oh no, I kind of do everything by memory. Like, wow. If I have an idea, I need to do this. I need to do it automatically. Or I get my phone. Like, if it sounds really good, I have to remember it. I get my phone and record. I record it, and then I just listen to it over and over and play it over and over. And so just go with it. I just go straight to it.
Nice.
And so, it comes out okay.
So have you tried actually recording your individual parts, like the guitar line and then the melodies, and trying to put them into a computer and putting them over to try to hear what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I do that. I do that, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I would record a part. Like, I want this part to be exactly like this, so I would record that part. Then I might come back to it later, like a few days, a week or something. But I would come back to it and put it exactly the way it needs to come. But sometimes I could even do it, like, the same day and make a whole song the same day, and it would sound nice. I mean, it would sound okay. Like, just recently, I put together a melody for my friend Brandon because he needed it. He wants help with the song, so I did it, and it came out perfectly. Like, I literally just did this, and it sounds so clean. Like, nice, I guess, man. It just depends on how bad you want to do it.
Yeah, or very true.
If you're not stuck in your head.
So how many tracks are going to be on your full-length album?
I'll most likely do around 10 or 11, maybe like 13. Maybe like 13. I'm saying the most would be 13.
And with this album, does it kind of follow a story, or is it a bunch of different topics within your songs?
I feel like, yeah, it'd be a little bit of a story, like a book, kind of like... Yeah, it could be like my own autobiography. Like, my first album could be my own autobiography in different sounds and different wavelengths.
Nice. My first one was my first one was actually story driven as well. It's nice to be able to put a story, know exactly where you need to go. Just putting songs together, it can work, but it takes a little bit of effort. With a story, I found, at least in my world, it's a lot easier to produce something like that if you know exactly what you need and what the story requires. So, it's a great little thing to do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I feel that.
So, can you tell me about the song Lydia?
Oh, yes. Okay. So... when I first started making music, everybody just plays music. Everybody, if they can pick up a guitar, they can make a sound. Technically, some people will even count it as music. Even the worst guitar players can make music to people, you know?
Yep.
And so my friends, I'm over here playing for my friends, like, hey, does this sound okay? And every time I would play for them, every time they would be like, why don't you write your own music? Like, my friend Alan, he's actually the first one to tell me that. I was thinking to myself, I mean, why don't I try? I always just make up things. Everything sounds cool. I make up melodies all the time. Why not? And so, Lydia, I wanted to make a song about something that was important to me. Like, that I could always have no matter what. That would be there until I die. And so, I was looking around thinking about everything I had. Everything. I mean, yeah, like, I had art, everything, my family, everything.
Right.
But... the one thing that I could only do that with would be my guitar. And so I had a guitar. Well, I still have that guitar, actually. The guitar's name is Lydia.
Oh, nice.
And so if you think about the way I'm describing my guitar in that song, it sounds like I'm talking about a girl. Like, nobody would ever guess that I'm talking about my guitar.
I can see that, man. That's amazing. All right, so right now we're going to play Lydia.
Way. to my songs. You are real love, so sing along. You help put peace into my songs. You are real love, so sing along. I love to hold you, feel so great. Words can't describe the pain I take. You're all I have except my son. Stay with me until I'm gone. You help put peace into my songs. You are true love, so sing along. You help put peace into my songs. You are real love, so sing along. So sing along.
All right, and that was Lydia. All right, so Sassy Black Jesus, this is going to be the last full segment for us. So, firstly, is there anything that you would like to say? Any artists that you would like to talk about? You were talking about a few of them during the break.
Well, what I'd like to say is if anybody's actually listening to me, I know this doesn't really have anything to do with what I do, even though it might in the future, but hip-hop is not dead. A lot of people blame these rappers like Future or whatever, whoever these rappers are that are playing nowadays, they count those artists as bad artists. Like, I mean, they count that as all of hip hop. That's not true. Like, there's Atmosphere, Aesop Rock, Idea, MF Doom, all these great artists that nobody really gives a chance because they don't care. Like, they'll judge one thing off of what they hear once. They don't look into things. Yeah. I think people need to give more credit to other artists. Like, people, I don't know, nobody's really focusing on what matters.
I understand.
Does that make sense? I mean, that's just what I gotta say.
All right, man. That's awesome, man. Keep backing all those artists, man. They will be relevant. Going back to you, we were talking about your album and everything like that. So do you have future plans beyond the album or other than the album that you are working on?
If my music makes a difference to anybody, then I'm glad. I want everybody to take something out of what I make. I want people to take something out of this album and say, I will remember this. It's going to be, hopefully this changes the way people look at me. Like, this is serious.
Nice. So for the immediate future, you're just focusing every single bit of yourself on this album?
Yeah. I'll try to go perform. I mean, I have a lot of responsibilities. I have a lot of responsibilities, but I'm really trying because in order for you to put a lot of yourself into something, you have to make time for everything.
Yep.
I'm really gonna put my time into this. Like,
nice.
Nobody ever knew.
All right,
like,
man.
People could be sitting there, and then if they hear this, they'll be like, where was I? Why was I sitting down?
Nice, man. So, do you have a title for the album yet, or is that still being decided?
A title?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Oh, not yet. It's not yet. I haven't really thought about it. I'm kind of just, I don't know. It's a lot to think about, because basing one story, one book off of something is a lot to think about.
I completely understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Album titles are very, very difficult to figure out, you know. It has to have the right feeling. If it doesn't feel right, then it just won't work.
Yeah, totally. Honestly, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And so, have you started recording yet, or is this something that's going to be happening in the near future?
Right now, I'm getting... actually, I start recording in June.
June, nice.
I start recording in June. I have my reasons, but I do.
Awesome, man. That is amazing. Do you know how long it might take you? Being that everything is committed to memory, do you know how long that tracking everything's gonna happen?
It'll probably take me quite a. It won't take me a long time, but it'll probably take me. It's going to take me less than 9 months, less than 8 months, but because I'm trying to make it perfect, you get me?
Yeah, I got you, man. 9 months. Man, I spent 2.5 years and then I trashed my last album because it didn't feel right. So, yeah, I get you.
I feel that. It happens, dude. Honestly, it happens. You get me?
Yeah, I really understand that one. It sucks. So can you tell me about the song, This Painting of Me?
Hold on. I'm still talking. Yeah. Well, my friend, one day I came up. Do you know who System of a Down is? I know you do.
Yep.
System of a Down. Well, hold on. One day, I had my guitar and I really liked the song Hypnotized.
Okay.
And I thought about, I wanted to make something out of it because it sounds really nice. Like it would just do it random, and I really like the way the pattern goes to it. And so I decided I would add something to that. Like I started to use that. I didn't really use it. I didn't copy the whole song. Does that make sense? I didn't do anything bad with it. I made it into something else.
Nice.
Which makes it totally different. Like, it's totally different, but I still made it into something else. And then my friend Brandon, I showed him this song. I showed him this melody. He really liked it. And I told him to give me an idea. Like, give me something to make it about. And he, as soon as he heard it, he decided, like, he thought about a painting. Like, he thought about a situation, a story, automatically, because... My friend Brandon, he's a really good lyricist. He's a really good writer.
Nice.
And when I looked at it, I was kind of like, this is kind of weird. Honestly, I was like that. But when I heard it, when I sang it to myself, I was like, this is badass. This is awesome. I'm going to do something with this. And so, yeah, I decided to do it. I put a little time into it, and it sounds nice. Yeah.
Nice, man.
I know I keep saying it sounds nice, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I do, man. All right, so right now we're going to play This Painting of Me.
Says what you were thinking before. that you enjoy me. One day we'll meet again, and we will decide it then. This painting of me on your wardrobe, it says what you were thinking before you left out the window. When you wanted me, you could have me for one night only, you and I and beauty. Another day of violent crime, you were gone in real time. No one knew where you went, without a trace you vanished. In 2 weeks I went back to the place where we spent. I looked on in wonder, a portrait of me in colors, painting of me on your wardrobe. It says what you were thinking before you left out the window. When you wanted me, you could have me for one night only, you and I in beauty.
All right, that was This Painting of Me. All right, so Sassy Black Jesus, it's come to the end of the interview. So is there anything, any final words you would like to say before we wrap up?
Something that I like to remember a lot is what I would hear a lot of artists say, that they, a lot of people are told other things. A lot of people are told other things by older people or people who don't believe in them. Like, maybe you should go do this. I mean, that's cool. It sounds okay. But maybe you should go do this. It impacts you. Like, maybe you should do this. Those are all ideas. If you want to do something, then do it. Because I've heard a lot of artists say that. Like, there's a song by Two Door Cinema Club called Do You Want It All? They're talking about be all that you can be. Listen to what you say. Just like Justin Ozuka, there's a song by him called Don't Listen to a Word You Heard. It says listen to yourself. So if you think something to yourself and you want to do that, don't listen to other people. Just do what you got to do that.
Nice.
If you don't, then you have to put in effort to get what you want, no matter what. Yeah. If you want something to look nice, then you have to make it look nice. That's what I gotta say.
Awesome, man. Now, how can people find you on social media, and how can people listen to your music?
Well, I have an Instagram. It's called my Instagram is Sassy Black Jesus, and I usually just put my music on SoundCloud. Like, I'll probably release like my album on iTunes or something. Or, yeah, I'll figure it out. But people will focus. If you want to find my music, it'll be on SoundCloud.
And SoundCloud, that's Sassy Black Jesus as well?
Yes. Yes,
awesome. Awesome. All right, man. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show and talking about your music. I really enjoyed the conversation. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being part of the local music revolution.
Thank you for talking to me.
All right, man. You have a great night, and I will be talking to you very, very soon.
You too, fam. You too.
So for the past couple of weeks, Dirtbag Block of Rock has been kind of scarce, but I feel that I should notify you why. Because it's actually super important and super awesome. Mr. Dirtbag Smitty, my contact for Dirtbag, and also the host of the Dirtbag Block of Rock, is currently on tour with his band Core. So congratulations, Smitty. You are fantastic, my friend. Have fun, and come back to us and start that Dirtbag Block of Rock again. Until that time, here is a short interview that I was able to do in Clovis a few weeks ago. It's with a band called Between Seasons. Have at it. All right, I'm here with the guys from Between Seasons. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man.
I'm great.
Super awesome. So who do we have here?
My name's Alan, and I'm the singer.
My name's Mark. I'm just like the hype guy. I'm like Little John of the band. No, I'm just the bass player.
He's Flavor Flav, right?
Flav.
I just play bass, and I like talk shit, you know?
Damn. All right, so... So who are we missing?
Well, we're missing, was it three other guys?
Yeah, the three, the one Mexican guy and like two white guys. Our drummer Bill and Jacob and Moose. His name is George. They're guitar players.
They're being sassy out in the parking lot.
All right, so I have never met you guys. I've never actually heard of your guys' music or anything. So tell me a little bit about it. What do you guys consider yourselves? And
well, basically, we grew up listening to a lot of Sade. You know, like fucking Living Color, Milli Vanilli. What?
Milli Vanilli, come on.
No, seriously.
Paula Abdul.
Yeah, but we just like and try to incorporate like super heavy breakdowns and guttural screams into that.
It's like super pop music, but like rip your face off to.
No, but on a serious note, we're probably like the least metal band here today.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean, pretty much like we all come, it's like any other band. Like we're five guys and this is what it sounds like when we play together. So I mean, in general, just a rock band. Like fuck all these subgenres. We're all fucking rock music. So, I mean, yeah.
Metal heads at heart, rock and roll, man.
So, do you guys... So, do you scream or no?
Yeah, I scream. I scream in my bedroom.
I squeeze his nuts and he screams.
No, yeah, I mean, we get down. We got some heavy songs, you know. Couple songs, some breakdowns. We get a little heavy.
The only difference, we just like to throw some soul into it. That's really the only difference.
Wait, what? The real question here is, what's the tuning you use?
Drop C.
Drop C.
Yeah.
None of that Z shit.
We have our drummer's brother. He plays like in a fag dad. Like he plays in fag dad.
That's an actual tuning.
By the way. Yeah. Fagdad. He's a big fag dad guy.
Seriously.
That is terrible and amazing at the same time. All right, so we've established that you're a heavy post-pop band.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty much, I guess it's just a pop post-hardcore band, kind of progressive.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Glassjaw or Deftones and shit like that.
Deftones, Glassjaw, fucking Circa Survive, like all that shit, you know?
Nice. So how long have you guys been a band?
We've been in a band pretty new.
Like
6 months.
Like, we've been in a band for like 6 months. Like we've all been in other bands together. Like we've all known each other, but we finally linked it up, and this is a new project. So we're going at it.
And where are you guys from?
Fresno, Madera.
We're split up between Fresno and Madera.
Nice. All right, so you're fairly new. That's super awesome. Were you guys in any bands of note previous that somebody may have heard of?
Yeah, I won't talk about my previous bands because they don't fucking...
Alan was in Hackett, like the best bands ever. He was in a band called Dreams In. He was in a band called Slivers Theory. He was in a band called Gayswear. Gayswear, yeah. Sayswear, right? Sayswear. And he was in like some other shit too. Me and the drummer have been in a band together in a couple different bands. We're in a band called Recycled Life, actually. And Jacob's been in some, like, shitty punk bands. And then George was in, like, a bunch of, like, emo-ass, like, squeeze my little wiener bands, you know?
All right, so being that you guys are so new, do you have any music? Like, do you have any music recorded, or is that something in the works?
Right now, we have, like, some demo shit recorded, but we're actually going in
the end of August
to get some good quality tracks at JSM here in Fresno. So, but I mean, we got little teasers and shit, little live footage on YouTube. And we got all the social media, so if anybody wants to see anything, they can go. If they look hard enough, they can find it. I mean, you gotta look hard, because fuck, it's even hard for me to find it, and I fucking put it there.
Your information's connected to it, and you have a hard time.
Don't worry,
I've drank that much too, don't.
Oh, I love it.
I understand. All right, so what time do you guys go on tonight?
I think 3:40. 3:40 p. Tree Fitty will be on there. We'll be done by Tree 56. We've only been a band for 6 months, so we only got like 3.5 songs. Nah, we go on around 3:30, 3:40. So.
All right, so is there anything special that we should be looking out for during your set, or are you just gonna just tear everything down?
I'll tell you what, the Woo.
Yeah, we just throw up the Woo and just throw down, man. Whatever happens.
Wu-Tang, we're going to try to get the RZA in here tonight. Nah, but...
The old dirty bastard. Inspect the deck. Raekwon, the chef.
No, they can expect a lot of tight jeans and sweat.
And ugly men.
So, how many shows have you guys actually done in your 6 months?
Like five or six? Yeah, no, yeah.
I feel like a seven and a half shows probably.
Yeah.
What constitutes half a show?
Like showing up and fucking not remembering it.
Like our guitar player's strings fucking falling off the bridge and then he just stops playing because there's no guitar anymore. Like it just. You know, we make it work, but...
Or when you go play a house party, and then you got to get reminded that you played that night or the night before. Just shitting all over this microphone right now.
Like today, when I blacked out last night, and I woke up on a couch, and then I was late. But I was still early, though, so we're here.
We made it.
All right, so... So, yeah, I'm sorry. I lost my spot, bro.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, like, fuck a spot. Let's just go. Start over. Like I said, my name's Alan. I'm in our band's called Between Seasons.
So, yeah, being that you guys are fairly new and everything, what are your plans for the future?
Well, to be honest...
Other than the recording? Yeah.
Honestly, just write, put out music. Fuck, if we make a couple dollars doing it, play shows, meet new people, and fucking...
I mean, like, we all have our lives. Everybody has a life, but, I mean, we're going to play music regardless of whether we play shows or if it's for free or if we get paid, so we're going to just go all in and see what fucking happens. That way we don't look back at it and say, I wonder what if, you know?
No what ifs. Just doing it. Doing it.
All right, guys. Well...
Sorry we threw you off, man.
It's okay. It's completely fine. So, it's great talking to you guys.
It was great talking
great
to you, my dude.
You guys. I cannot wait to see you guys. It's going to be super awesome. All of that, those tight pants and sweats.
So much tight pants, so much sweat. You're going to see, it's like armpit stains on like the crotch.
Mud butt galore, mud butt, swamp ass, everything you want it, you come get it.
All right, guys, it was great talking to you. You guys have a great night, and I'll see you guys
out there.
You
too.
Thank you.
All right, and that was the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It's really awesome to have this show. I've been bragging to everybody I can. I've got over 80 episodes, and if you guys could see the behind the scenes, you'd know that I have well over 100 episodes in the tank ready to go. That right there is amazing to me. Because I didn't think I would make it to 20, let alone 100. And so many people have jumped aboard. So many people want to be part of this. So I thank you, every single person. Also, I need to say thank you to Longbox.fm and Dirty Dowdy and all of that crew there that's been helping out. My number of listeners and viewers and people that are actually interested in this podcast has substantially grown because of them, and I cannot thank them enough. If you are wondering what Longbox FM is and the Dirty Dowdy podcast, you have to go check them out. Just look it up, Google it, something. Or you can go to longbox.fm, that's the URL. And you can check that out because they are fantastic. They're making a network of podcasts from the California Central Valley. Plus, one of my old guests from, you know, right near the beginning is actually on there with the Firefly podcast, which has grown as well, which is fantastic because the Firefly podcast is amazing. Now, again, if you didn't hear this in the beginning, I am all over social media with this podcast. So go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. Go to Twitter at @TLMRpodcasts. Go to Instagram at @thelocalmusicrevolution. Also, you can go to Tumblr at tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. And the almighty real website this time, thelocalmusicrevolution.com. We cannot do this without giving proper thanks to Dirtbag Clothing. You guys are fantastic. I love you guys. I wear you guys all the time. Now that I'm not a fanboy anymore and I'm actually helping them out, it's very nice to be associated with a company like that. So, for all your clothing needs, go to dirtbagclothing.com and then you can have things that you wear until they absolutely stink. because that is what it is all about, guys. Wearing it until it stinks. Also, you can tell them that you heard about them here in my terrible, terrible little ad space. And tell them how much you love them, because they are great to their musicians and to their associates. Dirtbag.com, dirtbagclothing.com. You can look them up on social media as well. Dirtbag Clothing. And you can go from there. Talk to them. Get dirty. All right. I am done. I am done rambling for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Now, next week, I believe there will be a live show that I did a while back, which it will be super awesome. Don't have any reservations about that, because it will be fun. But until then, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are awesome. Take care and be good, everyone.
The local music revolution.